Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for these daily challenges. And this week we've been looking at rest and why we need rest. It's Friday, so we'll take time to pray and reflect about that. If you've never prayed before, it might sound scary, but it's not. All it is talking to God. And that's something you can do wherever you are, whatever you're in the midst of doing. We walk through a little structure just to help us balance our prayers. We start by addressing our prayer to God. We usually talk about some of his qualities as we do that, and what we call adoration. And we know that we have rebelled against God, so we always apologize for something or confess something. And then in thanksgiving, we give thanks for something God has done. And then finally, we ask for something in what we could call supplication. So that's how we'll structure our prayers. I'll basically just suggest some things you can pray about in that structure. And you can talk to God on your own, either aloud or just in your thoughts, about those topics. So I'll invite you to just take a moment to prepare yourself, just a moment of quiet, so you can talk to God and focus on that. Well, let's begin our prayer with adoration, addressing our prayer to the God of rest. God who not only worked to create the world, but rested as part of his rhythm, a rhythm that he's given to us. Well, now let's take some time to confess that we have not always lived with God's pattern of rest and work. We've not always rested, even though God needed it. We often think ourselves greater. Let's confess all those times we've pushed God and his plan out of our lives. Well, now in Thanksgiving, let's give thanks to God for giving us rest, not keeping it all to himself and making us simply to toil and labor, but giving us that gift of rest, both here in this world and also eternal rest. And finally, in supplication, let's ask God to help us live in his rhythm. It's not something we can ever do under our own strength and power. We're too fallible, we're too weak to keep our lives in balance ourselves. So we need to ask for God's help, for God to be at the center of our lives and to shape the rest of our lives, including our work and rest around that. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thanks for tracking with us this week as we've been looking at how we need rest. I hope it's been helpful for you. You probably still have lots of questions, and that's why next week we're going to talk about where we find rest. Where is the source of our rest? But in the meantime, we've got a weekend, so Saturday is a day for rest. We don't have any content on Saturdays. We encourage you to take the rest that we've been talking about. And then Sunday is a day for community, especially Christian community. And so we are starting a new Christian community for that express purpose, so that these teachings that we share in every day can be something we celebrate together as a group. We know that we're not alone doing this, but part of something larger. We're going to be having some of our first events this fall, and I'd love to hear from you. If you're thinking about joining us for those things, pay attention to our website and our mobile app and social media and all our different communication channels to see as those get planned. Hope you'll be able to come out and meet me then. Look forward to it. Well, have a great weekend. I'll see you on Monday as we talk about finding rest. Bye for now.